This past year, my wife and I, Christy, recently celebrated our 20th wedding anniversary. And I still remember our wedding day. I remember about 30 minutes before the actual wedding, I got to walk down the aisle and share a moment with my bride, seeing her dressed in that dazzling white Cinderella type of dress, just myself and her in that church sanctuary. It was an amazing day. But do you know what makes a wedding really incredible? It's not that you get to have one amazing day with your spouse. The amazing thing about the wedding is that it signifies that I get to come home to this beautiful bride again and again and again. The incredible thing about being a follower of Jesus is not just the initial moment when you repent of your sins and turn to Jesus Christ in faith, but that you have an ongoing relationship with Him. And in that relationship, Jesus reveals His glory to you again and again and again. Notice with me what it says in John chapter 21, verse 14, at the end of the passage. It says, "This was now the third time that Jesus was revealed to the disciples after He was raised from the dead." So I want you to notice several things about that statement. The first thing is that John begins and ends this entire section with reminding us that Jesus revealed Himself again to the disciples. By including it at the top and the tail, John is letting us know that this is a major theme of this story. John really wants us to know that Jesus disclosed Himself to the disciples more than once. The second feature that I want you to notice in this text is the word revealed. To reveal something means that you bring something to light. And this has been all of Jesus' ministry. He is the light shining in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. He has been revealing His nature. So it's important to note that Jesus didn't just appear before the disciples, but that He revealed Himself. He brought to light His divine, resurrected nature so that the disciples would be certain that it was really Jesus in front of them. So let's combine those two things together and say what John wants his readers to know, what God wants His people to know, and that is that the resurrected God-man, the eternally divine resurrected Son of God, proves His presence with them, reveals His glory again and again and again. So are you not glad to know that Jesus knows who you are and where you are, and that He is with you, and that there will be times that He reminds you of who He is? I know there are some of you right now swimming in ministry, maybe treading water in ministry. You're wondering, does Jesus care? Does Jesus see me? Or maybe it's not ministry, but just life in general. You're being faithful, but you're growing tired and weary. You're ready for something to go right instead of more heartache and hurt. Well, one of the features of this text that should bring you encouragement is that Jesus knew exactly where His disciples were, and He revealed His glory to them again. As you pray today, please remember Adam Batarse and his family are missionaries in Florida. And also remember the French LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Europe.